He was a professional yachtsman. When he was young, he did all sorts of odd things, like he started an apprenticeship at White's Shipyard, but I don't know why he left. He only stayed there about 18 months, I think. And, of course, he used to ride a bike to get there. And he tells stories. He used to tell stories of how the bike broke down sometimes. But he was all, he was such a, what would you call it, a, such a broad man that he could do anything, really. He could do all sorts of things, as well as boat building, which was his main occupation. Although he went to yacht in summertime always, with bigger yachts. But they didn't get paid in them days like they get paid nowadays. He was lucky if he got £5 a week, which I know money was much more valuable back in the 1920s. But £5 a week didn't go very far. And mother spins a tale, or she used to, that when he managed to get 10 shillings a week more, life became much easier. He worked for the same man summertime, and then I think he paid him a little retainer during the winter, and father did his own boat building and boat maintenance in a little yard in Fishbourne, which is no longer there.
And what kind of boats was he building?
Only dinghies, and I don't think he built many of those, really. It was repair more than boat building. There was a big marsh in Fishbourne in those days, and this marsh was full of houseboats and one thing and another. And he had a old yacht he'd bought from somewhere with two great tall masts, and that was in there, and he set it up as a houseboat to try and make a bit of money. And that was in the marsh. Well, the marsh has been filled in long ago, and I don't know what happened to all the little boats that was in there. Father's was falling to bits anyway, so I think she just stayed there and got covered in the mud.